Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Hogan. You just heard a couple fascinating women, Elaine Madsen and Jessica George of Felix Magazine and the Aparicio Foundation. Now, I guarantee you, this woman who is sitting across from me, Beth Schaefer, one of the most prolific authors, and many of your books, Beth, welcome to the show. How do you like the new studios?
Very snazzy.
Very
snazzy. I like that.
I like the old studios, too, but this is pretty snazzy. Many of your previous books have been sort of playful and not uninteresting, but sort of on the light side.
Very much on the light side.
Yes. They can be all ordered at Books on a Whim, and they're fabulous. I've written about them, and I enjoyed them very much. This book is vastly different. Its title is Women Are With You. An oral history book about domestically abusive relationships, 32 survivor stories. What's the seed of this book, Beth? What made you say, I need to capture these voices?
Well, it's typically the case when I'm writing something or when I have an idea, I don't remember the exact moment that it occurs to me. But I took an oral history class a few years ago at National Lewis University. Where I teach now, yes. Mm-hmm. And I had not been familiar with the genre, and I loved it. I loved it, and I had done some expository writing on my own experience with domestic abuse in that same program. And it just occurred to me at some point after that that I would like to interview survivors of these abusive relationships in hopes to inspire women who are currently in such relationships to find the strength or support.
How did you find these women? I mean, you were one, and you fully admit that in the preface to the book. You write that also that they were very diverse. They range in age from 18 to nearly 80, different races, different socioeconomic classes, education, geographic settings, urban, rural, and suburban. How did you find these women?
First of all, it was extremely easy. It was astonishingly easy. I sent some flyers to shelters. I posted some flyers at community centers. Word of mouth, people reached out to me. They had heard about the project. I could have interviewed 100 survivors.
What was the nature of the flyers? What were you asking?
I explained this book and the purpose of the book to help others, and explained that I would like to interview them about their struggles and the challenges that they have faced in escaping their relationships and where they're at now.
Yeah, I mean, some of it. And some of the stories are really horrifying. They literally gave me chills. But the saving grace is that most of these people were able to get out. Do you want to talk about your own?
I would love to talk about my own because I'm very open, but I have to be very careful.
because of a mutual friend. Let's talk about some of them. Were these women... they obviously, if they signed up for this, were eager to tell their stories. Why?
I think that many people have the misconception that women who've been abused don't want to share their story.
Yeah.
They want to keep it to themselves or for their, you know, therapy sessions or for immediate family. But from what I've encountered and from what I know personally, that's really not the case. We're proud of ourselves for having gotten through it. We're educated on the issue. So what do we do with this knowledge that we have now? We share it to help others.
So it's the whole nature of it is to help empower other women who are in these horrifying situations. Do you have any notion, Beth Schaefer, author most recently of Women Are With You, how many women suffered domestic abuse?
I don't know the numbers, but it's absolutely ubiquitous. And like I said, I could have been conducting interviews for hundreds and hundreds. I mean, just in Illinois alone.
And you did these, you recorded these interviews, and some of them are very, very detailed. I mean, these women are astonishingly open. What do you think it takes? And we're going to talk about this whole half hour. What do you think it takes, Beth Schaefer, to get out of an abusive relationship?
Oh, my goodness.
Does it take other people? In some cases, there are other people helping.
Yeah, usually not so much other people helping. Usually it's something, it gets to a point where you yourself realize that you are through. Maybe the violence has reached such an extreme level that you realize I stay in this and
in many cases, as I learned from your book, it's not a long book, it's about 101 pages, that there's an escalating kind of, that's really terrifying to me. It's kind of like some of these women are trapped. They go in relatively innocently, something untoward happens, somebody apologizes, and it keeps dragging them down.
It's a cycle, and I even detail that on the back of the book. The cycle is typically the honeymoon stage where you meet and everything is wonderful and exciting, and then the anger, the abuse starts to surface, it escalates. There's a problem, and then you rekindle, and then it recurs, and finally the escape, if you get to that point.
Yeah, I see you have a notion in there, the last straw.
Yeah, the last straw. So in many cases, it's when a woman will have a child, that might be, or when the abuse crosses over into hurting her child, that often is the last straw.
I've known you for some time, and you have always struck me as a very sensitive woman, but this had to be for you pretty hard to sit and listen to stories. Each one is varied. These are not the same. This is not 32 similar stories. I mean, there is a thread throughout the whole book, but to sit and listen to people open themselves up to this level, it must have been a very emotional experience for you.
It was a very meaningful, I mean, yes, it was definitely emotional, but it was I felt very solid interviewing these women. I took myself and gave them my full attention, my 100%, so I wasn't really taking it in emotionally.
Where did you conduct the interviews?
Different places, sometimes over the phone, sometimes at, you know, various places, including
shops.
A library and a coffee shop, and shelters. There have been some shelters that I went to and conducted interviews with several survivors, one after the other. And,
You have a nice list on the back of intended readers. Currently, women currently in abusive relationships, men seeking help and information. How small is that crowd of men? I have to believe that some men are tortured by their behavior.
I do know some men who feel that way, and I know some men who have I know of some men who have recovered, who have sought help and recovered and rekindled a relationship, and it worked. But that is not common at all.
Yeah.
And that's when the man has to realize in himself and has to actually want to change.
It is a striking book. I'm going to ask you to to detail a couple of the stories, mm-hmm. certainly not your own, but a couple of the stories that you found especially. There are 32 in this book, none more than a couple, three or four pages long. But I will ask Beth Schaefer to detail some of the stories in her I do think this is a hopeful book.
I think so. I mean, it is. I think it definitely is. And I should mention that all of the women's, all of the names and locations
Of course.
Are swapped with.
Yeah, please. Yeah, that would be a nice illustration on the front, too. Flowers that have unlocked. We'll be back after a short commercial break. And I'll first tell you that John Williams joins the Steve Cochran Show on Monday at 8:40 to talk about his next Thomas Jefferson event. We'll be right back. Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. Coming up, I'm going to take you on a time travel to 1967. You will be in what is now known as Daily Plaza with the young Rick Kogan, the not-so-young Studs Terkel, the not-so-young Herman Kogan, my father, and the pretty young Mike Royko. Stay tuned for that. I'm here with Beth Schaefer for a while longer. Her latest book is Women Are With You. It can be ordered at her website, which is a great website, and you will see the eclecticism of Beth's outpouring of books. It's the site is Books on a Whim. Books on a WHIM.com. How many books now, Beth?
Six, I think.
She said six? I don't know. I write so fast, I don't know. Who knows how many books I have?
I think six, and they're mostly the humorous books and then one children's book. But
well, I think you are crafting a really impressive bookshelf because the eclectic nature of what you do is what impresses me. This latest one where you do give a bow in the introduction preface to not only your wonderful mom, who's been a friend of mine forever, but to Dr. Cook at National Lewis, and to Studs Terkel, you call him the master of oral historians. Tell me about a couple of these stories in the book. All of the names are not the real names of people, and many, many, many details have been changed, but the gist of it is these are these stories of 32 women who have suffered domestic abuse and managed to escape from that hell.
Yes, what's striking is that all of the stories are very different, yet there's the similar cycle that we talked about, the cycle of abuse. There are women in the story who were emotionally abused, just horrifically emotionally abused, women who were raped, women who were threatened and physically wounded quite dramatically, and some less dramatically. So it really speaks to all different sorts of situations that women are experiencing. There was a woman, a very young woman I interviewed, who was 18 years old. Her ex-boyfriend had gotten her into heroin. That is one very, very, very sad experience that she got through. Mm. Another woman, one who was closer to 80, lived with her now ex-husband, who was a hoarder, and he kept everything. He was emotionally abusive. She couldn't feel at home in her own house. So I go into details there. And then, you know, women who think they've, you know, met Mr. Wonderful and they have children, and often when they're pregnant, he starts to get violent, and when the baby's born, even more violent. So it's...
You know, the thing about it, I think there's some kind of weird conventional wisdom that these women are weak or dumb. They fall in love, most of them.
Yes.
That doesn't have anything to do with intelligence. It happens for a variety of reasons, right?
Right.
I mean, the abused wife, woman, is somewhat stigmatized, don't you think?
Very, very much so. And people don't feel comfortable responding, and I've always been very open about my, not too open, but I've been open about my experience, and I sense resistance at times, just out of respect, I suppose. But I think women don't want the stigma; they want it to be a part
of. Yeah, and I think there's something that, like embarrassment. I'm not going to put it on the level of like stopping smoking, but that's a reason, I think, and I get this from the book too, that women are reluctant to seek help because they are admitting that they are somehow weak,
exactly.
Too weak to leave. Is that true, do you think?
That is very true. Yeah, so I hope with this book I can make a little dent into that stigma.
Now, I know it's just been published, but what have you heard? What have you heard from some of the women in the book or other women out there?
I've heard very, very good. I mean, it was just published, but I've had a nice response already from some YWCAs across the country. I'll be speaking at one of them in Illinois and some different Peace Center, and so I've had a nice feedback already from some of the outreach.
That's great. I think it could, you know, it's what we were talking with those nice women about the, you know, Aparicio Foundation. This is this could have a big ripple effect too, I think. Someone could read one of these stories and see themselves in there and see that there is hope and a way to get out. The book, again, is Women Are With You. It is an oral history about domestically abusive relationships. 32 survivor stories in here, none more than a few pages long. All of them different in their own ways. Talk about your other books at booksonawhim.com.
Oh, very different.
Yes, now
my political parodies.
Well, with wonderful drawings, you found a drawer, a very talented artist online, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Gosh, that feels like another world ago, though. It does. Now, after I worked on Women Are With You for about 18 months, and so I put my comedy writing aside.
Yeah, sure.
It might stay aside for another.
Well, you started teaching full time now. I mean, your life since I first met you has changed pretty dramatically.
It is, yes. I'm in a doctoral program too, so that kind of eats away at my time for creative writing.
When you took my little pal Tony to Europe too, didn't you?
Yeah, my son Tony, I did. I took him. It was on my bucket list. I only really had one item on my bucket list, and I did it. And I took him to Paris, where I used to live, and Freiburg, Germany, where I used to live.
And what did he think?
Oh, he was adorable. He's young enough where it was just so magical to him. He loved it. He was very hyper, very excited to be there, and he just adored it.
How long were you gone?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. What grade is he going into?
Fifth.
Now, he knows you're a writer, does he not?
Oh, he certainly does. Yes, and he has his ideas. Not for this book.
Oh, he wants to start publishing books now, too, huh?
He does. Yeah.
What's next on your... I know you were very, very busy with school, with teaching, and going in a doctoral program, but you are always... You're one of the great idea people I know, Beth Schaefer. What are you thinking about?
Well, for Women Are With You, for this oral history book, I would like to turn it into more of an oral history series, but about different social issues. And so I'm hoping to create this nonprofit called Lamplight Writers, and I've created a page on that on my Books on a Whim website. And I'm thinking that the next oral history book might be interviewing dreamers, or I might, we'll see. But that's my next plan. And I do have a funny book in mind, but I think that's going to have to wait for another year.
I just don't have time.
Another
president.
Yeah.
You wait for another year another president.
That's down the road.
Well, I greatly admire what you do and have done and are doing. Was it difficult, not to get into it at all, you needed to have yourself among the 32 women,
yes.
Did you not?
Oh, I certainly did. Yeah, that's why this project spoke to me so much. I had to be in there too, and I think that the women I interviewed,
you shared,
related to each.
I mean, you shared your story with them, did you not?
I did,
with every one of them, just so they. Well, maybe
for
not
the,
everyone.
A little, yeah,
yeah,
some more than others. But I was really there to listen to them.
Yeah, what was there any on any of their parts? Was there any kind of suspicion, or what do you want to know this for? Did you run up against any of that?
Honestly, no.
Wow.
No, they wanted, these women wanted to talk, and they wanted to share their story, just like I want to talk and share my story.
Yeah.
It's a big part of our lives. And like I mentioned, you learn so much when you go through it. You become an expert on the cycle of violence and the ways to escape and the challenges, the problems with police and how to deal with them and the legal system and the impact on children and everything like that. You become an expert in the area that you've experienced, and you want to share that knowledge.
If someone is right now listening to this and is in a relationship that is... abusive, short of reading this book, I mean, I think there are a lot of people out there who don't know where to turn. Do you have an idea for them, Beth Schaefer? What should they do?
They should go online. Well, they should go to, if they're not close to any shelters or YWCAs, things like that, they should go to the www.thehotline.org. which is the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is just a wealth of resources. It has
and someone will answer a phone or help
that
you.
That's one of the best.
You're in what city? Because there may be people in really kind of dire dire situations.
Yeah, and I really, really hope that this helps. I deeply, deeply hope. I know we're almost out of time, but something did occur to me. One of the reasons that I did want to embark upon this project was someone whom I used to know as sort of a friend who was in a, or is in a domestically violent relationship and hasn't left.
Ugh.
And not someone I know well, but yeah. It is very painful to hear that. And that was part of what prompted my idea for this project.
Well, I think this project could wind up helping hundreds, maybe even thousands of women. The book is Women Are With You. It is an oral history about domestically abusive relationships. It features 32 stories. The editors included. Her name is Beth Schaefer. She runs a fascinating... If you have a bookshelf that needs books, Beth can supply them. If you go to books... on a whim, whim.com. If you've been listening to this thing, I think you can go there right now and say, oh my God, there's some light here. Beth, it's always great to see you. Give Tony my best.
Thank you.
Come back with your next project or in the fall to talk about all your books. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, don't be silly. And best to your mom, too. She's a one of the great singers of all time in this crazy, crazy town.
And she is listening.
And a lovely person. Hi, Trish. Only good memories. Stay tuned. Studs Terkel and I are going to take you back to 1967.